And, of course, this is the Morning Drive with Del Dosio, and we have Blaine McCarthy with us this morning from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dale. Thanks for having me back.
And if you'll remember, when we first started out, month and a half, 2 months ago, he was actually the first one with us, and he's actually the founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory. And I tell you, we've had a lot of feedback from it, and he was even telling me himself that he's had great feedback himself, and I know they've been a blessing and a help to our radio ministry here as well as our listeners, and that's great having you this morning.
Well, Dale, as I did tell you off the air, the lawyers and our group have been very pleased, both with the experience being here with you and with the wonderful interactions we've had with your listeners. So
Amen.
Thanks for allowing us to have a part of that.
Thank you so much. And Blaine, if you would, of course, you did delve into this one your first time here, and I'm sure there's no doubt a lot of listeners that weren't listening that day that are on today. Why did you start Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory?
Well, I'm in a group of local lawyers here who kind of informally had gotten to know each other through our Christian faith, and each of us strive to really incorporate our faith in our practice, but finding us would be difficult for members of the public. You'd have to know us or just kind of in a roundabout way get connected, and so I decided, why don't we do something a little more structured, a little more organized, band together, and kind of officially unite under one phone number, one website, one name, make it easy for people who would like to find a Christian lawyer, whatever their need is. So that's really what brought this about. I think God inspired that idea, and he allowed things to come into place to make it happen. So as we are now, we've got 12 lawyers, 11 different legal specialties, a broad spectrum of legal services we can provide to those who would be looking for a Christian lawyer. It's been a great first year, and
absolutely
looking forward to the second.
Amen. And, of course, you have a reason for being here today. We're actually going to be discussing mediation.
That's true, Dale. The two things that I do, both professionally and within the lawyer directory, is personal injury, which I'm not here to talk about today, and mediation, which is the topic for today.
All right. So if you have a question for Blaine, you will be able to speak to him. And, by the way, you will not have to speak on air, so it is private to speak to Blaine. And I'll be honest with you, Blaine, before you walked in this morning, I had to Google the word just to get an idea of what we're going to be discussing today. But maybe you can tell our listeners what mediation is.
Sure. Mediation is in a category called alternative dispute resolution, and it typically is in the lawsuit process where people who are already kind of knee-deep in their dispute, rather than going to the jury or to a judge to tell them who wins, who loses, how much, and when, is to explore that themselves with a real structured settlement conference. That's the basic essence of mediation, and the mediator, which would be my role in that matter, would be someone who's an outsider, someone who is not representing either party, nor someone who can be the final decision maker, but somebody who can bring to that dispute some training and an outsider's perspective to help the parties explore their strengths and weaknesses and try to find ways to compromise and end that dispute peacefully, alternatively to what the jury or the judge might be able to do for them. So that's in essence what mediation is, and it applies both in lawsuits, which is the primary way people encounter it, but it's become so effective and so popular that the community, especially the business community, is thinking about using it before they get to that stage. So it's becoming a broader application as well.
What would you say a common issue is that y'all deal with mediation?
Well, mediation has, I've got kind of four main traits to mediation, and probably we'll cover that the next call or two, but one of them deals with some uncertainty that people have when they enter the process. Primarily, is this going to come back and bite me in the rear, so to speak, if it doesn't work out? You know, am I safe in exploring things and maybe making some admissions today? And if it doesn't settle, is that going to get thrown back in my face in front of the judge? Can the other side say, ah, well, back in mediation, you offered this, or you admitted this fact? And that's not anything to fear. That's one of the main benefits to mediation, is it's a very safe place. It's a confidential process. The judge will know that it took place. The jury won't. And nothing that happens there other than a complete settlement gets known to anybody. So you can explore. You can, like I said, make some admissions, make some offers, make some demands, and not really be harmed for it if it doesn't work out during the mediation conference. And that puts a lot of people at ease, because that's one of the main fears they have.
Sure.
Walking in is, I don't know what to say, and I don't want to get myself in trouble. And it's a safe place. It's supposed to be.
Very good. But it's great to have Blaine with us this morning. And Blaine, you wanted to bring up a subject, mention something here about mediation.
Yes, Dale. I alluded to the first of what I think are four primary reasons why mediation has proven to be an effective way to resolve disputes. The one that I mentioned earlier was the confidentiality. The judge If it's in suit, the judge orders it to take place. The judge will learn whether or not it took place and whether or not the case settled, but nothing else. And if it's a jury matter, the jury won't even know that. So it's supposed to be a safe place where parties can explore settlement options, make certain admissions, and not be hurt for it if it doesn't work out. So that's one of the four traits that I think really make this an effective process. The other three are that, one, everybody's together. And sometimes that's not a big deal, but every now and then you get a dispute where it's a corporation that has a home office in some faraway place, and you got to go through the chain of command to get to the decision maker. So mediation is an effort to bring the decision makers together in one roof, or at least via phone call, so that your communication is quicker and more accurate. And I tell people in the mediation conference I lead to remember back in grade school, the experiment that most of us had as a third grader or second grader, where the teacher, you know, gets you sitting in your class and tells little Susie in the front row something and has her pass it along to the next girl, to the guy, to the whatever, and by the time it gets to the back row, you know, Timmy has a very different message than the teacher told Susie.
Absolutely.
To illustrate that the more people are involved in that communication, the more chance there is for it to be distorted, unintentionally, but the message gets fouled up. So bringing people together, mediation, makes it both a quicker process. You're talking right to the guy or gal who can make a decision, and there's less filters going on, and so the accuracy should be higher than it was. So that's another reason why it works. It's an informal process. There are no rules of procedure, evidence. You can talk about hearsay and things that you can't in a jury or in a trial all day long in mediation. Again, that's a formality that the people who made mediation said, let's put that aside. That's really not going to help in having candid, productive discussions about a dispute. You can pick that stuff up in the parking lot if you need to, if it doesn't resolve. But don't worry about dotting your I's and crossing your T's. So let's just talk about, you know, the real deal. So those are three things, but the real main reason, in my opinion, as a mediator for 9 years, why the mediation process works is that the decision makers are the actual parties themselves. And the alternative, what this is an alternative to a trial where somebody else listens and decides who wins and who loses and how much and when. And so most people, if they think about the alternative of having some stranger or group of strangers decide for them this major issue in their lives, or whether they can decide it themselves, most would rather decide it themselves. And you have the chance to do that at any time. Even during trial, you have the chance to settle the case yourself. But I tell people in mediation that maybe you should think about the mediation conference as being your last best chance. Not your last chance, but your last best chance, because of that higher level of confidentiality, because of the informality, because people are together in the room with you. It's just kind of a unique environment, and for those reasons, it has proven statistically to be a very successful way to resolve claims. As I mentioned earlier, Dale, mostly early on in its life, mediation was just a litigation process,
right.
But it's really being applied more and more before people get to the lawsuit stage, and I'll address some of those issues perhaps next time we're on the air, when people can use it and what kind of topics it might be relevant for when you're not in a lawsuit.
Very good. Maybe you're in a situation and you need some free advice. You need to ask some questions. 781-4321. We are a resource for your questions this morning. And, of course, as I said earlier, if you'd like some more information about Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory, go to our website at wjbcfm.com, click on Business Partners, and you will see a link there to JCLD. And, of course, you can get an understanding of what their organization is about and what they do, and of course, the blessing they are to our station this morning. You had something you want to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to now kind of begin introducing to the listeners how mediation could be utilized by them. As I mentioned earlier, Dale, traditionally it was used predominantly once a lawsuit's been filed. And in fact, there's a standing order in our local judicial circuit, which is Duval Clay in Nassau County, that any lawsuit that is hoping for an end result via a trial by jury or trial by judge has to go through this mediation process. So the courts are requiring it now because it's proven so effective. But as I said earlier, there's been a movement in the last many years for folks to have access to mediation and explore using this process before you file a lawsuit. But the idea being, rather than spending a lot of money on lawyers and discovery and things to where you maybe are tying your own hands for what you can do negotiation-wise because you've already invested a lot of money in this process, maybe we can explore using mediation before you get there. And I've been able to be involved in a lot of what we call pre-suit, meaning before a lawsuit, mediations. I've had the privilege of being involved in those for such things as disputes with landlords. Maybe there's an ongoing dissatisfaction between the tenant and the landlord, and how do you resolve that deadlock absent moving out of the place? And so mediation can be an option for that. I've had access to some folks who have been on the brink of foreclosure on their house, and they seem to be finding somebody who's interested on the lender side, but they just can't seem to put the pieces together and make it work. And you can certainly hire a lawyer, and I'm not suggesting, you know, or discouraging you from doing that, obviously, but going the mediation route is another thing to think about. You do not have to have a lawyer to be in mediation. The mediator's not going to become your lawyer, but it'll give both sides, again, some structure and hopefully some productive insights from the outsider, the mediator, to explore their options and resolve it. So those are just a few things that have kind of popped up recently that I've had some experience before a lawsuit's been filed. And I just wanted the listeners to think about that. Again, you have the right to, and I would encourage you generally to hire a lawyer if you're in the matter of a legal claim or legal dispute. But you can access mediation either with your lawyer before you file the lawsuit or before you hire a lawyer. It's just more available than people realize and much more productive, perhaps, than people realize as well.
And I know a commonality that we've had, you know, every time we've had somebody here is, of course, we have a lot of listeners in Southern Georgia. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their questions have been, if this happened in Florida, this happened in Georgia, how much of a help can you be to them, even with our listeners that are in Georgia? I mean, even if they work in Florida, how much of a help can we be to them there?
Very good question, Dale. A lot of things that would be legal claims are going to be state-specific, because the general principles of law would apply whatever state you live in, but each state's going to have its own unique little twist to it, or a legislative pronouncement that, you know, the time frame for this claim in Georgia is X and in Florida it's different or whatever.
Sure.
But mediation really does not have any state-specific constraints. I mean, there are certain rules that a mediator would have to follow in Georgia that may be different, but the purposes of your question, if someone has a Georgia-based dispute, they don't need to have a Georgia-certified mediator, not necessarily. As long as both sides are willing to explore mediation, you can pick anybody.
Okay.
I just happen to have certification, and most of the people who promote themselves in Florida, at least, as being mediators, have to go through the certification process with the Supreme Court that I did. But really, if you think of mediation as just a structured settlement conference, you do not have the same constraints, Dale, that callers might have being in Georgia and having a Georgia-specific legal issue. That's not a hindrance to exploring mediation, even with someone from Jacksonville like myself.
Well, that's good to know. And if you'd like to call in, 781-4321. If you have a question for Blaine that you'd like to ask him, 781-4321. And, of course, as I said already, go to our website, wjbcfm.com. Click on Business Partners, and you will see where JCLD is listed there. If you'd like some more information about them, and of course, their office number is 904-223-JCLD, 904-223-JCLD. Blaine, it's been great having you this morning here with us. We've been talking about multiple subjects, but it's always good to have you with us.
Dale, it's been my pleasure. And let me reiterate again, as he said, certainly you get free advice anytime you call one of our lawyers when we're in the studio here at 91.7. The website itself has a lot of other free legal information, you know, and then if you actually need to speak to the lawyer, you know, in their business, you can call us that way, just like Dale said. So it's been a privilege to be here this morning to hopefully enlighten the listeners a bit on what mediation is, how it might be relevant in their lives, and, you know, hearing from a caller or two, and looking forward to having other lawyers from our group in with you all later this week and then next week. So thanks, Dale.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. And, of course, don't forget this coming Thursday, we will be discussing bankruptcy with Lansing Roy, and that'll be something you will not want to miss. And it's great having JCLD on board with us here as a supporter of 91.7.
I'm attorney Blaine McCarthy, founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, a referral service connecting you to Christian lawyers in a wide variety of legal specialties. Our website has a growing database of free legal information, and we answer your calls and questions every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8 to 9 here on 91.7 The Gospel. Our attorneys can be reached at 223-JCLD or online at JacksonvilleChristianLawyerDirectory.com. The Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, helping you find the Christian lawyers you seek.